10th parak of Orla's 4th Mishnah, Aruba Zal Gavizu, V'yesh Ben Pasech Tefach. It is multiple stories. And each ceiling has a hole, which one hole is connected to the next hole, the one is directly underneath the other one. So if the hole is the size of a tefach, Tumma Bai is connected to Aruba's Torah. If there's Tumma in the house, then the same rule applies, that all the floors will be torn. All the areas opposite that hole will be torn because there's no ceiling on that. Tuma connected Aruba, Sabais, torn. The same thing if the tuma is directly underneath all these holes. So it's not underneath any of the ceilings and everything is torn except for directly above the tuma. Tuma Bain Babais Ben connected Aruba, Vendosan Dabaj Makabal Tuma. Now he has the tuma, whether it's in the house or connected Aruba, and he puts something as Makabal Tuma, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, whether they put it on a lower floor or a higher floor, Hakol Tumah, because it spreads the tumah underneath it, and then it spreads it above it, because it doesn't prevent the tumah from going up. Dav Shein Makabal Tumah, but it was something that's not Makabal Tumah, so that prevents the tumah from going up, but Bein Lamata, Menu Lamata and Tumah, it spreads the tumah underneath it, Menu Lamala Torah, but everything above it, it prevents the tumah from going above it.